So AWS just quietly dropped something that I think is actually a bigger deal than it sounds. Route 53 Global Resolver is now generally available, and the headline is Anycast DNS resolution from literally anywhere on the internet.
I saw that, and my first reaction was, okay, who is this actually for? Because most enterprises already have DNS infrastructure baked in.
Right, so think of it this way. The pitch is that your authorized clients, wherever they are in the world, get DNS resolution of both public internet domains and your private Route 53 hosted zones, no VPN tunnel required.
Okay, but that authorized clients framing is doing a lot of heavy lifting there. How does AWS actually gate who gets to use this thing?
That's the part I'm still digging into, but the real story to me isn't the resolution piece. It's the DNS filtering, because they're blocking malicious domains, NSFW content, DNS tunneling, and now with GA, they've added Dictionary DGA protection.
Dictionary DGA is genuinely nasty. That's where malware generates domain names from actual dictionary words to evade pattern-based detection. So adding that to GA is not a minor footnote.
Here's the thing that blew my mind. DNS tunneling is still one of the most underestimated exfiltration vectors out there, and most orgs just don't have visibility into it at the resolver level.
And that's where the centralized query logging piece becomes interesting. If you're running workloads across 30 regions, having one place to see all DNS queries is actually a meaningful operational win.
30 regions at GA, up from 11 at the reInvent preview. That's a pretty fast expansion, which tells me AWS was already confident in the architecture before they even announced it publicly.
Here's what bugs me about that. Previewing in 11 regions at reInvent and then hitting 30 at GA 3 months later, either the rollout was very smooth or they're counting some regions pretty generously.
Fair point. And the IPv4 plus IPv6 dual stack support is table stakes at this point. But it's worth noting because some enterprise DNS tools are still dragging their feet on IPv6.
The 30-day free trial is a smart move. DNS infrastructure changes are notoriously sticky, so lowering the evaluation barrier makes sense if they want to displace existing third-party resolvers.
And that's the competitive angle here. They're going after things like Cisco Umbrella and Cloudflare Gateway, which have owned this managed DNS security resolver space for years.
So the real question is whether AWS native integration is enough of a pull for customers already deep in that ecosystem, or if the incumbent's threat intel depth still wins the day.
That's probably the right place to leave it. If you're an AWS shop, this is worth a serious look during that free trial window. The DNS security layer alone could justify the switch. Thanks for hanging out with us today, and we'll catch you next time.